This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Changes and growth pave the road ahead for CHS. At least that was the talk at last week's annual meeting. The co-op is winding down its first year as a merged business, and change has played a big role in their operations over the last several months, and it's not going away anytime soon. CHS Producer Board President Lonnie Rhodes says he's excited about the changes and the progress they've made.
Yeah, Katie, I live south of Carlinville with my wife, Kim, and we have one son together, and I have two older boys. We farm in the Carlinville-Gillespie area and also in the Louder, Verdon-Modesto area.
Been serving on the CHS board now for several years, or how long has it been?
I really don't know. When the Louder Farmers Elevator was purchased by CHS, a couple years after that, that's when I came on the board as a CHS board member. I kind of picked up where my stepfather left off. He served on the Louder Farmers Elevator board for years.
Well, got some experience, definitely. Well, we've got some exciting things to discuss. Today we're at the annual meeting, and one of the main things we want to talk about that's exciting and that's been kind of new for CHS is your sharing of assets. And when I was asking you about this, I said assets, so physical things, you know, equipment, but it's more than that, and that's something I know you're proud of and the CHS team is proud of, and it's really improving the business.
Oh, yes. Yeah, when we talk about assets, a lot of people think machinery. I think in terms of people. Our people are our biggest asset. We have several facilities, as you're aware, and we do share machinery and we do share our employees. So I feel blessed to have the kind of leadership that we have in our new manager, Randy Brody. I say new, but Randy's almost been here a year now. So, things are going quite well.
Talk a little bit more about some of the procedures that have changed with sharing the assets. You know, you're sharing people, so what does that mean to, you may have a person working out of one office, but if you're sharing them with another location, that's got to be opening up some new options for the customers.
Yes, it has improved our efficiency to be able to share our employees or use our, rather than share, maybe use our employees more wisely. It's our hopes that our employees can, say, move into the Pocahontas area, work out of that facility, or they can move into the Carrollton area or the Shipman area or the Louder area and work in all those facilities and not miss a beat. So we're trying to duplicate what we have in all areas of our business.
You spoke earlier this evening during the business meeting, and we have yet some more to go tonight, but you said a quote, and it's basically the motto of CHS. It's farmer owned with global connections. Share with us what that means to you. You're a farmer from this area. You're on the board. You're a farmer that has ownership and part of the company, but also those global connections. What does that mean for guys in this area and what CHS has to offer?
Well, I guess I think, first of all, when I think about the global connections, if I were young coming out of college, I would be interested in getting hired by a company like CHS. If I wanted to stay home, stay local, there's that opportunity to stay local, and also the opportunity to move up the chain of command. When we say global connections, we have markets in all around the world. We have CHS as employees that work all around the world. There's opportunity for young people to advance through the co-op in ways that I wouldn't have thought possible when I were back in college and wanting to come back to the farm or home. The global connections, the sky's the limit here. It's these kids can do whatever they want within this organization.
So what I translate that to is there sounds like there's going to be a really promising future for CHS.
Oh, I think there's a very promising future for CHS, and I think there's a promising future for our next generation of ag.
Yeah, I would have to agree. There's a lot going on in the ag industry right now, and it's a pretty exciting place to be. Kind of want to relate it back to life on the farm and agronomy operations and how things are going this spring. February was really warm and out of the ordinary, and I think during someone's speech earlier today, a lot of anhydrous was put on. That's kind of something we don't typically see in February.
No, that's correct. It's been a beautiful late winter, early spring so far. There's been a lot of field work done, a lot of fertilizer applied, things like that. One day it's 80 degrees and you think you're behind, and the next day you're putting your winter coat on because there's ice on the pond again. So it's been kind of a roller coaster ride, but it's really been a nice late winter, early spring so far.
So things, it sounds like, going pretty well for you at home. I know CHS is busy, but you farm yourself. So how are operations at home going for you and thinking about planting soon, or what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, you're going to think about planting when it's 80, and you're going to think that you're crazy when it's 30. But, no, I have really good help at home, and the guys are doing their thing. We're pretty well ready to go. The big question is, when are we going to go? Probably going to wait as long as we can towards the end of March or first part of April. I think the crop insurance deadline is going to dictate to us kind of what our policy is going to be. But I don't know. It just depends on how many of my neighbors get going.
Once again, that was CHS Board President Lonnie Rhodes. In other news, farmers who would like to run for a 3-year term on the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, the Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board, or the Illinois Sheep and Wool Marketing Board can now start circulating nomination petitions. Petitions are available through the commodity organizations and the Illinois Department of Ag in Springfield. Deadline to complete and return petitions is May 15th for the Corn Marketing Board and Soybean Program Operating Board, and candidates can turn those in by May 31st for the Sheep and Wool Marketing Board. To be eligible, each candidate must be at least 18 years old, have produced and marketed the pertinent commodity, reside in the district to be represented, and have submitted a valid petition by the filing deadline. Elections for all of those boards will be held on July 6th, and ballots can be cast at your local county extension office. If you have questions or would like more information, you can contact the Illinois Department of Ag by phone at 217-524-9130 or visit their website. And we do have a list of counties included in some of the districts that will be up for election. District 10 for the Illinois Corn Marketing Board includes Sangamon, Greene, Jersey, Calhoun, and Macoupin counties. The Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board, we have several districts. District 9 includes Sangamon County, District 12, Greene, Macoupin, and Jersey counties, and District 13, Montgomery, Bond, and Fayette counties. And for the Illinois Sheep and Wool Marketing Board, District 7 includes Madison, Bond, Fayette, St. Clair, and Clinton counties. So if you reside in any of those counties and you'd like to run to represent a district mentioned, you can contact the Illinois Department of Ag for more information. And last but not least this morning, a couple of things going on around the listening area to tell you about. The Montgomery County Beekeepers Association is holding its meeting this Thursday, March 30th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Chalcom House in Hillsboro. Presenters will be Fred and Carolyn Goberdeen from Rochester. They'll be talking about preparing honey, beeswax, and beeswax items for the Illinois State Fair Beekeeping Exhibition. And the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is hosting their spring fish sale now through this Thursday, March 30th. Orders are due by March 30th, and pickup will be on April 5th at the office in Hillsboro. Order forms are available online at montswcd.com or by calling the office at 532-3610. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.